Hello and welcome back to Weekly Orbit. This is episode 4. I'm your host, Serena. I'm also editor-in-chief of the Sputnik, and I'm here with one of our volunteer news writers, Alicia. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Serena. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm busy, but yeah. Hi, everyone. My name is Alicia. I am a digital media and journalism student as well. I'm also a volunteer writer for the Sputnik, and I'm very excited to be on the show today.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have you. I think we've only had, actually, that's not true. Last week's guest was not a DMJ student. But so far, definitely majority DMJ students, but that's also just because we are majority DMJ students at the Sputnik,
I think. Yeah.
Don't quote me on that. I like to ask, what is one thing that has been causing you some concern lately?
It's getting colder. I hate the cold.
Fair.
Anything that's below like 10 degrees is winter to me. Like I feel no difference. And yeah, as long as it's like 9 degrees and the sun isn't out, I'm in my winter clothes. And I don't like winter clothes because everyone thinks I'm like 11. Like someone tried to help me cross the street the other day. Like, especially when I'm like, you know, like all bundled up and everything. It's really annoying.
So funny that you're just too cute in all your winter gear. Oh my gosh. I feel like that's nobody likes winter gear. Like, even growing up. When you had to wear like your snow pants and your whole jacket and boots, like, oh my gosh,
yeah, it's not for me.
So much work. It's like, it really is like a whole process that you just have to deal with for like 4 months out of the year. Wow. Oh my gosh. And then what is one thing that's made you happy or laugh recently?
You know how Drake recently, he released his album, and then everyone has like these memes of him, you know, being zesty with 21. That's my entire algorithm is that right now. So that's, you know, it's funny to see everyone's takes on it. So
yeah, I've been seeing a lot of that recently. I feel like Drake has had a whole personality change over the last like 6 months, and I really want to know what's going on over there.
Right?
I saw one. I don't follow. I don't think I follow Drake on Instagram, and I don't really go on Instagram anyways, but, you know, they make their way across the social medias. And it was, like, he was, like, had a Nerf gun or something. I assume it's a Nerf gun. And he was, like, I don't, like, it's so, it's a mix between, I feel like he's got the personality right now of, like, a 16-year-old from my town. And I say that because I live like on the outskirts of Toronto, so people are very like, they want to seem like, I'm from Toronto, I grew up in the hood, I'm that, and I
feel like, I'm not.
I feel like Drake is also that. I feel like that applies to Drake. No, I feel like he probably grew up being that.
That makes sense, yeah. I was like, what is happening? Because I haven't listened to the entire song. I just know that one clip. I haven't listened to the album. Yeah, and everyone's just, you know, having fun with it, and I never skip those videos.
He's a personality.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so you mentioned that winter is basically here. And you said, like, anything under 10 degrees is basically winter, which to people who have lived in Canada their whole entire life, I mean, I've been seeing, I told you on Friday or on Thursday that I've been seeing way too many bear legs.
I don't get it.
For Canadians, that's not a concern. It's still summer, I guess, because we're wearing shorts, but we never really touched on why that is such a like difference for you, and that is because you are an international student.
Yes, I am. I'm from Trinidad and Tobago, which is in the Caribbean, you know?
No,
that's great. Because a lot of people, they just start from Jamaica and then they just go down the entire chain of islands. And then they're like, oh, Trinidad and Tobago. I'm like, yeah. And they're like, Carnival. I'm like, yeah, that's that, you know? So the coldest it gets back home is 24 degrees Celsius.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's like in the night, Christmas time, when it's raining, right? That's amazing. Yeah, it's like perpetual summer. So, you know, when I'm out here and it's like 11 degrees, the sun is not working, you know, it's fake.
It's like, it literally is fake. It's blinding you, but
it's fake, you know, like it's, I'm like, wait, I'm seeing it, you know, but it's not working. Right. And then I'm like, people are in shorts and then they just have on like socks and sandals. And I'm just here, yeah, like shivering with my jacket. No, it doesn't work for me. Yeah.
I am unfortunately a year-round Crocs wearer. But I mean, it's not right. It's not. It really isn't. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've been here since January, actually. Like, I was thrown into the blizzard, right? From 35 degrees Celsius. And I remember, like, when we were now coming out of winter and was, like, getting into spring. And it was, like, I don't know, 14 degrees and everyone was in shorts. And I was, like... Hold up, that was like one of the biggest shocks to me. I'm like, I'm still in my winter clothes because this is my first time, and then these people are just like walking around with flats on, and I'm like, okay, all right, they know I'm not from here.
Yeah, I feel like that is a giveaway sometimes, because like there's always someone in what when you think it's summer that's like wearing a parka still, and it's like, what is going on?
Yeah,
But I understand. I do get the sentiment. My stepdad is also from Trinidad. So he had some getting used to as well. But he also, I don't know if he had dual citizenship, but he's an English. Oh my gosh, I can't speak English today. He's an English citizen, or he was. Mm-hmm, so right. He had never seen snow, but was used to the gloom and doom, you know.
Yeah.
Weather.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to ask, I've been seeing people ask this question of international students a lot, and I figured it's my turn.
Okay.
And I want to ask, what surprised you most about Canada or about Canadians?
Probably the fact that everything is so big. Like, I came from an island, right? We're really small. Everything, like, you can see the coast of Venezuela from where I am, like, from the peak. And, like, you're driving and then you're just seeing land, just going. And then,
I'm like, that's far.
Yeah, it's far. I'm like, whoa. And then, you know, I wanted to go to Ottawa, and then my family's like, you have to take a flight.
It's like, far.
I'm like, what do you mean? What? I have to take a flight? Like, I thought this was the same province. And I'm like, yeah, but it's like a 6-hour drive. And I was like, oh, okay. So there was that, you know. And then I think that's probably like the biggest thing, that everything was just so far, and then that you don't really have traffic, right?
And then we don't have traffic?
And this, to me, like, we would have bottleneck traffic like almost every day.
Okay.
And then, like, to go everywhere because it's small, limited roads. So even though to be honest, it would take us 45 minutes to get somewhere. And if it were Canada, it would take you, like, a 10-minute walk. We always have traffic. So, you know, the fact that you have so many highways and then it's just, like, smooth sailing most times, that was the big shock.
That is so funny to hear from me. Because... One of the things that I've lived in Ontario, the GTA, the Greater Toronto Area, my entire life, and traffic is like kind of the bane of my existence. I hate it. I take the 407, which is a toll highway that is very expensive, because I refuse to drive on the 401 and sit in traffic. Like, my drive from home to Brantford, if I just took the regular highway, it would add like an extra like hour. It's ridiculous to me. And then the thing is, like, we have the 401, which, have you got to like explore Toronto?
I went to the CN Tower, right?
Okay.
And, like, I haven't gone to any basketball games as yet. So I'm so mad about that. But I went to the CN Tower and we didn't get to go to the aquarium because it was a little late.
I love the aquarium.
Yeah, to be very honest, I still don't know anything. Yeah. Like, I haven't gotten used to it as yet, so.
No, that's okay. But, like, through the 401 is, like, the big highway in Ontario. Mm-hmm. It's, like, huge, and it's literally, yeah, like, one of the biggest highways, I think, in North America, mm-hmm, in general. But it's also, like, the worst congested. Like, it has 14 mm-hmm lanes, which, oh, is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But every single day, bumper-to-bumper traffic, mm-hmm, like, it's, oh, and it's just a part of Torontonians' life. Like, that's just okay. Mm. Like, my dad sits in traffic for like an hour and a half one way, yeah, to go to work every single day. Like, that's just not right, mm, to me. Doesn't, yeah, seem right. And then even like on a smaller scale in Brantford yesterday when I was getting ready to come back home, mm-hmm, I was on, I think, Clarence Street, and don't ask me about geographic locations, but it's one of the busier streets in downtown Brantford, and there's so many, mm-hmm, like intersections because, yeah, there are so many roads that it feeds onto. Like, downtown Brantford is basically just a grid. So like at every intersection, you know, you gotta watch for people who are wanting to merge in and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I felt like it took me 10 minutes to like just get like 300 meters down the road. It was ridiculous. Right. Even if the light was green, yeah, I was not moving.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's bad. Yeah. This YouTube channel and TikTok account that keeps coming across my brain, my mind, I don't know. It's called Not Just Bikes. And mm-hmm, I guess he used to live in Toronto. So he talks about like Toronto roads a lot and how they're completely inefficient and terrible. And he was like using a crosswalk or like an intersection in like the Netherlands or something for comparison. And it was like, the light is always red for cars.
Mm-hmm.
So that people walking never have to like stop and wait, and then, mm-hmm, it detects when the cars pull up, so, yeah, then the light will turn green if there's a car there, and then, yeah, it will switch back to red once that last car makes it through the intersection. Okay. It's just like nobody's ever really having to stop and wait, and like I think, yeah, about that because I drive myself.
Oh, that's so interesting.
And it's like, how much time do I actually spend sitting at an intersection at, mm-hmm, a red light when there's no cars coming through, or, mm-hmm, waiting at a crosswalk when there's no one even waiting, yeah, for cars? Like, yeah, it's not very efficient, I don't think.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, so, nope. They really, yep, need to do something about traffic, because I didn't. That was one thing. We were just driving, and I was like, there are no red lights. Like, I don't see a light, you know?
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things, that everything is just big. Niagara is big. The buildings are big. The roads are big. Just everything. So, yeah,
I feel like I hear that a lot too about the sizes of things. Even like Canada doesn't feel big because it's like, what's Canada? What's in here? There's like 5 cities in here.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, even I've never like, I have family in Nova Scotia, so I've, mm-hmm, been there a lot. And aside from that, like, I visited Montreal. But aside from that, like, the only other places in Canada I've really seen have just been, like, on the road trip to Nova Scotia.
Right.
Which, to put that in context, if you don't stop, that's, like, an 18-hour drive.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If you don't stop.
Yeah.
My mom actually makes that drive all the time by herself. Ooh. It's ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
I have never, since I've been able to drive, and I don't know if I'm ready for that, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And then what do you, besides the weather, what, mm-hmm, do you miss the most about Trinidad?
I'm just going to say my family, right? And then also the food. Like, mm-hmm, I never realized I had dietary restrictions until I got up here. I thought I could just eat anything. Yeah. So that was...
What things can't you eat?
Apparently flour. Like, flour-based things, like...
Oh!
Yeah, like bread and pasta and all of those things.
That's really tough.
Yeah. And then I'm also lactose intolerant. Because at home, it's just because everything is basically organic at home, right? Because, yeah, we have, like, a lot of farms and whatever. But then when I got here, I didn't realize that there were different percentages of milk. And I just bought one.
Right.
And I was like, okay, whatever, this is milk. And then I realized I couldn't just drink any sort of milk. Like, that was it, you know?
What percent milk did you
drink? That's that. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. I just remember the packaging and I was like, I won't buy that again. So
that's not good. I'm an oat milk girl too. It's a little bit, I'm a little bit weird on milk. Like if it's in something that I buy, I'll live to at the end of the world. But if I have an option to get oat milk, I will. Like I just rather not.
Yeah.
If I can. And I'm the same way with eggs. Like
Sometimes
I'm really craving Eggs Benedict. But I'll tell you, it's mostly the Hollandaise sauce is what I'm craving, not the egg. and then other times, like I don't think since I've gone to university and like lived on my own that I've ever bought a carton of eggs. I just don't really want that. They're weird. Okay.
I can't live without eggs.
I know
actually.
A lot of people are like, egg fiends.
Yeah.
But then there's like a fake egg thing. It's called Just Egg.
What?
And it's like, it comes in a like a bottle and it's in the egg section. And I was doing the math and I was like, this is basically the same amount, the same price as a dozen eggs, and I don't need a dozen eggs, and I also share my fridge with three people, so, and I'm like, we're not friendly enough to be like, do you want to go in on a carton of eggs? So I'm just like, I might as well just buy this. And I think I told my boyfriend about it before I ever bought it, and he was like, I don't know, he seemed impressed by it, but apparently he didn't realize what it was because he just thought it was like cracked eggs in a bottle, but it's actually made out of mung beans. Yeah. I don't know. It smells like, it smells a little bit beany, I won't lie, but it tastes like eggs and it scrambles like just like eggs, and like it feels like eggs. It's so good.
Really? Okay, well, I have to look for that.
It's interesting. It is interesting, and you just like pour it out and it easy peasy.
Yeah.
It doesn't like.
So the food, and then there's a lot of things like I haven't been able to cook a lot of my like home foods because you don't have the ingredients here, and like especially like they don't have a lot of Caribbean stores that I feel like, okay, I can just go get a bottle of this or whatever, like they don't have that. So I've just been kind of playing around with different things to see how that works, but mainly the food and my family and the fact that when I'm home, I don't have to cook because I don't like to cook.
It's a bane of my existence. What is your favorite meal at home?
Oh my gosh. There's so many. I love pilau, which is like, which is really interesting because it's actually like jollof rice and like Ghanaian rice. I could taste the exact same way.
Yeah.
Super interesting to me, like historically, like how did that work, you know? So it's like rice and like different types of peas or beans mixed into it with like some sort of meat, either like chicken or beef or something like that, in like one pot. I also really like roti. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a flour wrap dough.
It's like a tortilla.
Like a tortilla, right? It's like salad, right? And then there's like curry and, you know, curry. Like, I love that. And then bacon char.
I've never had shark, but I love bacon saltfish. Mm-hmm. So good.
Oh, yeah. Wait, have you?
The only time I went to Trinidad, it was on a stopover to Guyana, and we did not leave the airport.
I know. That's so bad.
Okay. Honestly, why have I not been? I need to talk to my stepdad.
You need to get there because it's very different. Like, I don't know if, when was the last time he came here, but the country has changed a lot. Like Trinidad and then Tobago is still very like touristy and everything like that, but you should definitely come Bacon Shack.
I didn't really know that Tobago was like the more touristy part of the island. Are you from Trinidad or Tobago?
Yeah, I'm from Trinidad, right? So Trinidad and Tobago is like one country, like one, we have one flag, one government, but it's two separate islands, right? And Trinidad is the more like industrial business center things. Like that's where you would find all of our malls and stuff like that. So like we actually have the biggest mall in the Caribbean.
That's cool.
Right? And we have the biggest, like roundabout.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like to drive around in the world, actually. So it's like an entire savannah, right? And so Trinidad is more like, you know, natural beauty, things like swamps and rivers and things like that. And then Tobago is like the typical Caribbean country, like how you would imagine,
yeah,
like, you know, white sandy beaches, palm trees, clear water, things like that. Buku reefs. We have like a reef with like fish, different colored fish. And
yeah, no worries.
yeah, and then we have like the thing called an island pool. It's like a spot in the middle of the ocean. It's on top of a sand dune, so even though you're like a couple kilometers from the shore, you can stand up in the middle of the ocean. You can't wander too far because then you'll drop off. But you know. So yeah, I'm from Trinidad. You know, that's where most of my family is. I do have family in Tobago, but
I wish we were able to like go out because it was like a 9-hour layover. It was really boring.
No,
it was like a matter of having to like take our bags out and then recheck and like all do all that and not calamity. I feel like Guyana, I mean, granted that was my only time there, but I feel like it wasn't very touristy. They don't really have that, unfortunately. Oh my goodness. But yeah, my dad's Guyanese. That's why I was there. There you go.
Okay.
Just for fun.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. And okay, our next topic is Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Have you seen it? It just came out yesterday.
Yeah, it came out yesterday, so
I haven't seen it. I'm seeing it tomorrow, though.
Okay, yeah. Great. No spoilers. Oh, really? I want to go, like, Wednesday or something.
That's fine,
are you wearing
my goodness.
In particular?
I haven't planned any outfit. I'll say my, like, the rest of my family is going to see it tonight. I opted out. Sorry, but when we went to see the first one, we were there, like, we had tickets in advance and we had like selected seats and everything, but we were there like hours early. We waited and we were the first people in line. Like, they brought us chairs because we were there for so long. And when I went, because like we were all going as a group, so I went to like my uncle's house first, and I showed up wearing whatever I was wearing. He was like, no, you're not wearing that. And then he handed me some shirt with some patterns on it. I don't know what it is. And he was like, this is like your wearing. Everyone was dressed up. And it was, it was a whole ordeal. Even like, people were showing out.
Duke, I think that's his name.
Okay.
Yeah, he's from Tobago. So it was like a really big thing back home. So a lot of us, we did, you know, we dressed up, and myself included. So yeah, I don't have any of my traditional African wear or my Akara or anything in Canada. So I'm just going to wear white because I think that's what they said they would do to honor.
I didn't know that.
So yeah. Yeah. A lot of the cast members, I think they did that at the
premiere. Right. Yeah, that makes sense. No, maybe I should do that too. But yeah, it was a whole ordeal. And then I was hounded for like months to give that shirt back. And I was like, oh, I thought this was mine to keep. But so yeah, you plan to see it on Wednesday. And then have you, I actually don't think I've seen the trailer. Have you seen the trailer?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, I'm a very big Marvel fan. So, you know, and then on top of this, you know, representation and everything, I've seen the trailer. I've seen the trailer multiple times. You know, even if it's just for the music, like, I just love the soundtrack.
It does.
One of the best soundtracks ever. Yeah, so I've seen the trailer. I'm excited. Hopefully I get to see it one day, because I don't want any spoilers, and I'm already like blocking everybody on Twitter and TikTok. So I don't want to cry. So because when he passed, I didn't believe it. I thought it was a joke. And then when I realized it wasn't a joke, I wept.
I haven't watched like anything that he's been in. I just can't. It's like, same. It feels so weird. I hope, I'm expecting that they'll have like at least in the beginning some scene with him that they, you know, for continuity's sake. But I have been seeing a lot of tweets like, if you've ever dealt with grief or anything, you're gonna bawl. I don't like that. I don't like crying in movies. I really don't want to. Oh my gosh, now I'm just thinking about Endgame. Oh my gosh. That was so when Tony Stark died, I don't think I cried dead. But I don't know, that was rough. My family is big into movies in general, but definitely Marvel and the MCU. So it was like they kind of just bought tickets in bulk. It was like, yeah, everyone's coming. We've always gone seen all those together. Although I'm personally like, I'm not super invested. I'm here for a good time. I love my people. Black Panther, I feel like, is one of the Marvel movies that, or series now, that I expect to have better storytelling and better storylines than like typical just like blow things up, destroy the town. I am pretty excited to see it. That's my thing about Marvel movies and superhero movies in general. I just feel like it's kind of redundant. Like, do we really need all this?
I know, but I still enjoy it. Like, I know it's coming, but it's always really good to see what they're gonna do. It's like the Fast and Furious movies. Like, I know
movie I went to see Fast Five. I didn't go to see it. I was dragged along to go see it. I had no choice. I was like 10, and I fell asleep. And then I think I saw Fast 8, and I think that's it. The one with, is Ludacris in everyone?
I don't know. I kind of, they kind of just blew together at this point.
Oh my goodness, my Wi-Fi is bad. Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, same.
This is.
No, I think mine.
Okay. As well. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, basically, I said they kind of just blew together at this point.
Yeah, so. A little bit really blurred together. I literally don't even remember the question that I asked. But yeah, I feel like people don't like me for that reason, watching movies, one, because I have a lot to say while we're watching the movie. Like, I just feel like that's the best way to, like, I'm not going to sit in silence. And then I honestly don't even remember what happened at the end. So, like, if I don't say it now, I'll never say it. I'm mindful though. And also I just people tell me like, can't you just enjoy it? And it's like, I can, but, and I'm not saying I don't enjoy it, but I feel like you can also like think critically about it a little bit. Yeah. Like it is a little bit military propaganda. Just a bit. But I've always been like, they're literally just like destroying the world, like
yeah, what do you mean you're gonna make people's cars?
We're just throwing stuff everywhere.
Insurance.
People are dying, like, oh my goodness.
I know.
Imagine like you're just in your office building trying to do work, and then all of a sudden freaking the Hulk smashes and destroys the building. Like, isn't that
right?
I don't know. Maybe not get too far.
That's so strange. You're driving in the fall, and then Captain America
lands a plane in the highway.
Comes like, through your window.
Ridiculous. Like, I wouldn't feel safe. I feel like they're putting me more at danger.
I don't know, like, New York is not the place to live.
Why would I stay there in Gotham? Things are terrible in Gotham.
I know.
Oh my god. Yeah, things are grim in the superhero worlds.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think how I feel like it's been like at least many years since I watched Black Panther. So I'm like, how did this movie even end? Oh, they open a little center in the US for the I remember that.
Yeah. I think they did.
Good times. He's changing the world. But I'm excited. Letitia Wright. Oh yeah, that's her name. I've heard her performance is really good, which I believe that. I believe that.
Yeah.
I think she's Guyanese and British, maybe.
I think so. Yeah, I think she is as well. Yeah, I'm very excited. You know, especially since like Black Panther is like this super technical kind of otherworldly thing, and then they're finally facing off.
I don't even know who I'm going in blind.
These people are. I don't know. They said they come from the water, and that was it. But you know, I'm excited. They seem to be like a good match. Hopefully, we get to pair up. You know, and they're not gonna be battling for the entire
work
movie.
Together.
Let's rebuild
Oh my gosh, I remember in the first one I did not want Killmonger to like be dead. I was like, he's gotta come back, cause like he's a very compelling villain. Like, I feel for him, he needs help, but I feel for him. Oh my gosh,
no, cause I was like, oh, you know, I'm on Black Panther's side, you know, since like Civil War. I was like, I don't care about Tony and what's his name, Steve. I'm on whoever's side Black Panther is on. And you know, when they came and then Killmonger showed up, and I was like,
he's
making some points. You know,
he was literally left. He got stranded. He could have had a good life. Like, he could have been a prince, and instead he had to grow up in the hood.
Yeah, exactly.
We was Kang. Oh my gosh. No, we not. Oh god. Oh no.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Holy. Oh my gosh. That kind of. This is so. No. Okay. Kind of on the same topic. I mean, we mentioned Twitter. Mm-hmm. What we've been hearing about the movie. On Twitter, are you a regular Twitter user?
Yes, sort of. But I try to make sure that my algorithm is not like all over the place.
What does your feed look like?
Basically like mood boards. I want it to be pretty. I'm not really here for the think pieces. On so many of these topics, like, okay, we get it, like, we know, you know, the whole thing about sitting in the front of the car, I'm not for it.
I would just say, I'm sitting in the front, get in the back.
like at first, it was like, oh, this, you know, this, let's talk about it, but then they bring it back, like,
it's tired, like, is this really what you're debating about in real life? I don't have those conversations.
So it's a few mood boards and like threads about different things.
How long have you had Twitter? Oh wow.
Maybe like 2 years. I had it when I was like younger, and then I just didn't use it. And then I came back during the pandemic.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I made my first Twitter account when I was like too young, like 12 or 13 or something, and then once I was like eventually old enough, something so dumb, like I saw someone I followed was like, I updated my birthday to my real age and then I got suspended, and I was like, oh, maybe. And then I was like, maybe I should update my birthday to my real age, but I got suspended.
That happened to my roommate as well.
I should not have done that. And they were like, send me your driver's license to get it back, and I was like, okay, well, I was lying in the first place, so I'm not even gonna bother. So I just made a new account, but like I am on there pretty often. I feel like in the film spaces, like in the general, I want to say I'm in Black Twitter. I think I am. I'm pretty sure I am. There's some things like that people, other people will bring up, and I'm like, I've never even heard of that in my life. Don't know who that is. That's not in my sphere.
I kind of just like flows around. Same thing. I don't know. I'm not completely in Black Twitter.
Adjacent.
But, I know what's happening.
Yeah, that's why I feel like I get all the hot topics that way. But Twitter is just going in the bin, I guess. I don't really know what's happening. Elon Musk got his grubby little hands on it. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it now.
Yeah.
I really hate that man. Like, I hate is a very strong word. And I do. I don't like him. I don't respect him. I don't think he's talented. I don't think he's interesting. I don't think he's special. His dad is a white supremacist. Yeah. Like, I just don't care. I don't want to hear about it. I don't like it. Money. I'm not interested in what he's doing. Yeah. Like, he had his little Hyperloop idea. I had the same idea when I was 10 because every time I wanted to go to dance class, it was snowing and there was just too much traffic and I couldn't make it there. So I was like, actually, all the roads need to be enclosed in a tunnel and then we can all get everywhere we need to go fast with no traffic without any of that. Exactly. And I had that idea when I was 10. And I didn't get executed, but neither did the Hyperloop. So I don't know. and if you like Elon Musk, keep it to yourself.
There's no reason for him. I don't get the hype around him, especially like
he hasn't done anything.
There's not like.
He just creates companies. He finds people to do the work for him, which I mean, that's what every CEO and what every billionaire does. So like, it's not different in any sense of the word. And he's putting Twitter in the trash. Like, Twitter wasn't necessarily profitable before, but it was. And don't come for me, listeners, for going to Twitter for news, because Twitter, I believe, is a decent source of news. They have that explore page where they would expand on things. There's so many journalists on there that you can just follow directly and things like that. Yeah, there's a ton of misinformation, but personally, that's not what I'm up to, so I don't see it.
And then he wanted to introduce some kind of like paid content. Like,
why would I pay for it? I don't understand. Do you know like what other social media service do you have to pay for? I actually can't think of a single one, so why would I even do that? And I don't like you, so I'm definitely not going to do that. but I do.
I'm pretty sure, like, we could just, like, Google it, whatever we want to find out, and we'll get the answer. Like, Twitter's not the people.
Like, I can follow people on other platforms and whatnot, and, like, well, that CEO isn't any better, but he's not making it, like, a point to, like, rub it in everyone's face that he's an idiot and an asshole, so. I don't know. oh my gosh, what was I going to say? But I do respect all the people who did pay that $8 for Twitter, Twitter Blue, whatever the hell it's called, and went and impersonated all those businesses and made him, like, lose stock. And I do really respect that. And I also think that whoever has Doug Ford's name and is verified right now needs to do way more. They need to do way more damage.
We're like, we give up, you can do what you want, you know.
I mean, that's basically Doug Ford's mandate anyways, but like, I need you to like create some real trouble for him, so like all the grandmas on there that can't tell the difference, like, get outraged, like outrage, uproar, and outraged. Uproar. And like, I don't know, I just think I like that aspect. I mean, it's not good for like regular people, but I think it was really funny and interesting to watch, and I kind of love that about the internet. And also, it's kind of wild to see like whatever the company was that handles insulin in the US, when they got their identity stolen, people are saying it was now going to be free, that they then have to come out and say,
yeah,
I'm so sorry, this life-saving drug that so many people need and can't afford, actually it's not free.
Right.
It was never free. It's never going to be free. Give me your money. And it's like, I just really hope that makes people be like, we need to not give so few people so much power. But also, if Twitter goes in the bin, it's probably best for my digital footprint, so I think I'll just leave it alone. There are some questionable things on there. I have to make a new account because I'm in like this mentorship group, and everyone was like sharing their Twitter as like their main like, follow me here, and I was like, oh god.
There's no way you're gonna see
that. Then I met one of the girls in person and like she wanted to look, and I was like, I literally just made this last week, you're not finding anything.
It's a selected group that will see here, especially since everyone knows everyone in university.
I don't follow a whole lot of people from school.
I don't follow anyone.
I follow Spotted at Laurier though. I like that account. I like the gossip.
Okay.
Although it's usually like very mundane. RIP Twitter, maybe. But like,
I don't know what's going through his mind. Like, people think he's
They're like, it's all part of the plan. No, but, I really don't. I mean, it may be part of the plan, but it's a stupid plan. It's a stupid plan.
He's freaking out. And then Tesla's gonna drop as well, because that's how markets work. Like,
I hope nobody does business with him again. I hope he goes into exile. I hope he never shows his face. I hope he goes bankrupt. I hope he has to pay taxes.
That's the worst one.
And that would do the most damage. Maybe like that could literally probably solve world hunger. Because it's not even like that expensive of a problem. Don't come for me. I'm not quoting anything right now. I believe I read somewhere that it actually doesn't cost that much to solve world hunger, because it's not that there's no food on the planet. It's that you all are greedy and wasteful. Literally, get them. No, and then you hear about somebody who won the lottery and then getting taxed. And it's you still have so much money, but nobody else that like actually just has that money. And then they'll say he doesn't just have $44 billion laying around. Then
I'm pretty sure he does.
Then why are we saying that he's worth that much? I don't know. I don't know anything about economics, and I don't know anything about finance, and I don't care to learn, because I don't believe in it. I don't support it. So I don't care. You can tell me I'm wrong, and I will just say that's fine. That's fine. Basically,
that's fine with
me, because at the end of the day, I'm broke, so I actually don't care about what any of these billionaires are going through. I have no sympathy for you.
I don't think he'll miss it. He could literally buy us a house, and he won't even.
Literally, you could rob him, and he wouldn't even know. Okay, the last thing I wanted to touch on, but I kind of saved it for last because it's so like not even related, but it also is because it was yesterday. It is Remembrance Day.
I was
thinking about this while I was in the shower today, and I kept saying Novemberance Day, and I'd be so mad if I come and record this episode and I keep calling it Novemberance Day. But yeah, that was yesterday. I'm not really sure what you say about that, but does Trinidad have something like that?
Yeah, we do. But it's a little different because, again, colonialism. We're a colony, so how we celebrate it is a little different. We do the whole poppy thing, and you know, you always sell them in schools for like a dollar. We have a lot of religious schools as well, and like most of our schools have like a religion attached to it, whether it's Christianity, Hinduism, Islam, anything. And they'll sell it in schools, and they'll have like different services to honor the fallen soldiers who were fighting not for our country, you know, but for, you know, whoever was ruling at the time. I think it was a British. So it is a big thing, but it's not as big as like Christmas. So and like we don't really like they don't really have like services all on the TVs and things like that. It's just something that we do, you know, a little hush hush. Yeah. So
yeah. I feel like it's the same here. And like I feel like this sounds bad to say, but like I feel like it's not like I feel like maybe the Canadian government, the Ontario government, whoever has failed in like treating it as like a real thing. I don't know. Because when you think about it, because it's on November 11th and I forget the story, and I'll tell you why I forget the story. Because nothing happens around Remembrance Day once you're outside of school.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Did they stop the war at 11 o'clock? I don't.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess that's what happened. And then since like everything is around 11, everything happens around 11 a.m. And who has time on a regular weekday at 11 a.m. to stop their day and go to any type of service or anything besides people in elementary and high school?
Exactly.
It's kind of like the national anthem in that sense. Like I thought it was like when I was in school, I was like, this is a big deal. Mm-hmm. No, it's really not.
It's really not.
And I mean, I guess it should be because, you know, a lot of people died. A lot of people have participated. And like, even as you mentioned, in Trinidad, they weren't fighting for Trinidad. In Canada, we weren't really fighting for Canada either.
Yeah.
So that's something. But yeah, it's like, I don't really think about it. Even I was like, where do you get a poppy? I know you get a poppy at the U desk. I know that now from Spotted at Laurier.
Okay.
But I'm not going to make my way over there, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, like, we don't really learn about, like, World War II and things like that in the Caribbean. And I feel like we should. Like, we don't learn about it until, like, the last 2 years of high school. Because they were trying to like decolonize education a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, so so we learn about things like the Haitian Revolution and things that are very Caribbean based. So I don't think we even know who the soldiers were that went to fight in World War II or anything like that. You know, like we don't have any museums on it. And that's because we got independence in 1962. Right, so you know, there's a good bit of time in between that, so I don't really, it's not really that big of a deal, but I feel like it should be, you know.
Right. Is the monarch a thing in Trinidad still?
No, we are a republic, so we have a president, you know, instead of the queen, well, the king now being the head of state. So the only attachment that we really have to England is, like, in the court system, you know? But other than that, like, our most superior court is the court, but the Privy Court. Is that? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I'm going to Google it. You're going to cut it. I just know. Highest court in the UK is this. No, what is that?
The Supreme Court?
Is it Supreme Court?
Yeah. Is it? I don't know. Ours? Do we use that? I think, to be honest, I have no idea. And I feel like it's a little bit redundant. I think we should be set free. I think we should be released from the shackles of the United Kingdom. No, I love that for Trinidad, though.
Yeah, so, that's like the only connection that we have. Actually, like, this year we had our Diamond Jubilee, which is, you know, 60 years of independence. And the House of Commons, they did recognize us, you know, they flew our flag, you know, in front of the building or whatever. And it was cool, but I feel like we should learn more about it because it's not really taught in schools. And I don't think really anyone understands. They're like, oh, I get to put a flower on my school uniform, like, yay, you know. But that's about it.
I just know the poem.
There's a poem.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, did you guys have to learn the poem? It's like, it's called, oh gosh, it's called Flanders Field. It's like, in Flanders Field, this is the exact cadence that you would say it in elementary school. Mm-hmm. In Flanders, let me pull it up. Let me be accurate. Flanders Fields by John McCrae. In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow between the crosses row on row. That marks our place, and in the sky, the larks so bravely singing fly. Scarce heard amid the guns below, we are the dead short days ago. We lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe, to you from falling hands we throw the torch. I feel like I'm doing spoken words. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep though poppies grow in Flanders Fields.
Yeah, that is definitely no.
Yeah, because I guess I think, I don't know, I want to say it was like a cemetery, like where they would mm-hmm. bury the dead, and then the poppies were growing row by row.
Yeah,
so that's that.
I think I learned this, but we did it for an exam, so obviously I don't remember because mental block. Oh. You know, so
yeah it's it. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, I remember, like, in elementary school, there'd be an assembly. You would go, you would do your moment of silence. They would do, what's it called? Like, the, oh, God. The little song on trumpet. Yeah. I don't want to call it something that's not. And I remember, like, when we got into, like, grade 7 and 8, they would, like, ask people from our band to do that. And I got to do a little solo in choir. And then they would show us this video, this like music video about some guy, some people in a grocery store, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was very like, I don't know. So yeah, I don't know what my point about this is. Remembrance Day was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for those of you who fought in the service. My granddad, I think he did. He's alive still, though, so not, like, World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all I have to say about Remembrance Day. Should we up Remembrance Day? Do we need to up Remembrance Day a bit more? Should we?
Yeah.
It's not even, like, a statutory holiday, which, I mean, no. What would the benefit of making it be a statutory holiday be besides, like, just getting to be at home? But maybe you could, like, take that time to, like, be at home and think, and then we can never have war again. But there's war right now, so
yeah, exactly.
Don't know about that.
Yeah,
have we learned our lesson?
That's true.
Point.
That's
and the
point.
Answer is no. No,
I'm probably never will. Like, to be honest.
Yeah, let's. Yeah, we wouldn't even have to have a Remembrance Day, guys.
Yeah,
people listening to this are probably like, literally, what is being said right now? Last week we were telling everybody not to invest in crypto and to instead buy trinkets
mm-hmm.
and tchotchkes. Like this year, what is this? A seashell with a crab inside and like a starfish and some other mm-hmm. sea junk.
Yeah.
So yeah, you should definitely buy stuff like that. And obviously, we're giving really good advice here.
Okay. Bye.